This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Good morning, good evening, whatever time of day it is. My name is Andrew Balls, and welcome back to another episode of Balls in Your Court. Of course, again, my name is Andrew Balls, and the court that we're talking about is the King's Court. King, of course, is what we call our Almighty Lord, God Himself. I'm joined, as always, by my two co-hosts today. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Linda Balls.
And I'm Kingsley Court.
And today we're going to be talking...
I always thought the name of the show came from Balls in My Court, because you two have the last name Balls, and I have the last name Court.
No, I think it was just a happy little coincidence.
Huh.
But today we're talking about some of our favorite Bible passages. I'll go first, if you don't mind. I brought to
Because the producer of the show asked me to change my name to Kingsley Court when I took the job. And I was very against it at the time, but he was insistent that I do so.
Well, your legal name changed helps sort of solidify our brand. So we do appreciate it, but we do have to get on. Today I bring to the table Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Let's unpack that for the next 3 hours.
I guess if it wasn't important, then I'm looking for an apology, because it was an ordeal. You know, it was a legal ordeal. Mm-hmm. My wife was very upset.
Yes.
She said, I don't know who Kingsley Court is, and I don't know why it's important that you change your name.
Yes.
And I guess I didn't have an answer for her, because I was like, the name of the show is Balls in Your Court. And I guess it doesn't make sense without me being this other person.
We do apologize to your wife, Stephanie Lizard. She's a good friend of the show, and I'm not going to apologize. I think everything is God's will. Even though it might seem hectic or unfortunate at the time, it is all God's plan. God works in mysterious ways. Bono spoke God's words when he sang that full song.
And as you know, Linda Balls is always confused. And I forgot that we were a Bible podcast, and you said Balls in Your Court, and I Googled basketball players. So that's what I'm ready to talk about today.
Linda, you've done this every episode for the past 3.5 years.
Good morning to you as well.
My sweet love. What did you find under basketball players?
Yeah, the other thing that I wanted to bring up is how my wife changed her name to Linda Balls and then married you.
Yes.
But that was unfortunate for you and an absolute blessing for me. And it reminds me of Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. So Linda, Stephanie, if I may, Stephanie Lizard, now Linda Balls, she heeded
Stephanie
the call.
Lizard, Linda Balls, doesn't matter. I'm confused. I'm a friend of the show.
Linda, what did you get for basketball players when you Googled it?
Oh, excellent. Stephen Curry, Steph Curry, Stephen as he goes Curry. By. James Harden, LeBron James, Chris Paul, Anthony Davis, Russell Westbrook.
Just a jumble of current players. There's no order
Kyle
or reason
Irving,
to
Devin Booker.
Sometimes I'll have dreams and I'll say, these aren't my dreams. These are Kingsley Court's dreams. And I don't know who he is. I don't know what he wants, but I'm having his dreams.
Which reminds me of Philippians 2:3-4. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit. Does that make sense?
It can't be Filipinos, just so you know. That's not a book in the Bible. I'm wondering how to get that.
What you're thinking is fallopians.
No.
those are women's reproductive tubes, and this is not the show for that.
I'm wondering how to get back to what I was, to what I had, and I don't know if I ever will. I look at myself in the mirror and I say, this is Kingsley Court. Who is this man? What is this mustache?
Well, that reminds me of Piss Elms, 94:18. When I thought my foot slips, your steadfast love, O Lord, help me up. So know that God is walking with you. Even through your name change, even through your divorce, all things are possible with the Lord.
Okay. And then I also received a letter from the IRS that I guess the show is in my name and I owe, I guess, 3 years of back taxes?
Yes.
Can anyone help me with that? Or does anyone know what that's about?
The taxes are placed upon your back, for yours is the broadest and strongest, and the burden of taxes should be yours and yours alone.
And that sounds like a Stephanie Lizard problem, and I'm Linda Balls, friend of the show.
I've made a huge mistake. I know I've made a big mistake. I feel it. I feel that this is one of those moments where you change your name to Kingsley Court and upends your life. Your wife leaves you, and now you're settled with a tax burden that you should not be responsible for. It's one of those pivotal moments in everyone's life.
Well, if I may, there's one more verse that I'm dying to read that I think will help surmise it all up. This is from Riddles for 2069. Happy April.
Leave it.
I'll give you $20 if you leave it.
In the episode.
Happy April Fools, everyone.
What just happened? Oh my God. Are you okay?
That would have been the greatest April Fool's joke of all time.
I stuck the landing. And then I stuck my foot in my mouth at the landing.
Hoppy April Fees.
the grand old Hoppy House.
It was like a gymnast doing a perfect flip and then landing on the mat. And right as they land on the mat, a horse kicks them in the spine.
Wait, you know gymnast?
I hated when that happened in the 84 Olympics. It was so hard to watch.
Yeah, Oksana Bayul got kicked in the spine by a horse and the crowd went wild.
The horse won the dressage for that kick.
All
that
right,
horse,
you win.
Scary drug.
I'm in a good mood. I was in a bad mood this morning,
Aaron.
And now I'm in a good mood. You win.
Wait, why were you in a bad mood? Let's visit this.
Yeah,
literally everything in my life.
Let's get you back into a funk.
Okay. No, if you ask me one single question, I'm sliding back. Let's move forward.
It's like Chutes and Ladders.
Mm-hmm. I think that was a flawless April Fool's joke. I hope that people like this. Now, did we do an April? Was it 2020 that we did an April? Yes, it was 2020 that
we did an April
Fool's joke. I think
2020 was when we did like a PuzzBot game show or something. There's something where a PuzzBot came on and said Adel died. And then a lot of people, too many people, were like, did Adel really die?
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't mention this before, but there's no time that people want to joke about death less than April of 2020.
Yes.
In our defense, we recorded that in December of 2019. So.
Mm-hmm.
We banked on that one really paying off for us. I don't think we did an April Fool's thing last year, did we? I don't think we did.
I don't think we did.
And that
did.
Was the joke. That was meta.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What are our thoughts and stances on April Fools? I find the holiday to be exhausting.
Hate it.
Even though I just actively participated in it.
You know, the thing about April Fools nowadays is like, I love a good prank. Like, I love a solid joke. I just don't think I think that for every like solid joke and prank, and what we did is bad. For every solid joke and prank that you get like 30 times more of like brands trying to be like cute.
Yes.
But my favorite part about April Fools, which is kind of relates to the Adel being dead thing, is when people really just shoot themselves in the foot. Like, you don't have to participate. You could just go normal, like business as normal at April Fools, but sometimes like big companies will like really fuck themselves over. And I guess that's kind of the point, like to, you know, generate PR buzz or like we're talking about it. But I just love the April Fools missteps. Those are fun to me.
Always fun. Though, here's what I'll say. The only, off the top of my head, the only thing I can think that's funny to do on April Fools is like if you live with someone, whether it be a significant other or just a roommate or something or family member, take a box of cereal. Maybe it's like Honey Nut Cheerios. Take out the bag of Honey Nut Cheerios. Put in like 10 Olive Garden breadsticks.
Yep.
Seal back up the box. That's the only good April Fool's joke I can think of. Is it somebody goes to pour their cereal and just 10 fucking breadsticks fall out into their bowl?
You want to know why? That's a lateral move.
Yeah.
And then we're not going up or down in the quality of food we're about to eat.
And then you pop out of the couch and you scream when you hear your family. That, to me, is a funny April Fool's joke. Anything else seems exhausting and ripe with, like, conflict in terms of, like, you're declaring war on someone when you pull an April Fool's prank.
You want an April Fool's prank that works every single time.
Yes.
Here's what you do. The night of April Fool's, you're going to bed with your significant other. This only works, unfortunately, if you're in a relationship. I guess it could kind of work for roommates, but it's better if you're in a relationship. What you do, you pee the bed that night, but you know that you're going to pee the bed. So then you wake up your significant other before, you know, in the middle of the night and say, honey, don't be mad. Don't be upset. You peed the bed. It's okay. We're going to clean it up. You clean it all up. You don't ever tell anyone, and you just let them go the rest of their life thinking that they peed the bed, and that you are a nice person.
That's fucking insane.
No, it's an April Fool's joke. April, it's like a prank. It's a classic prank. You never tell anyone.
Never tell anyone. Take it to
your
grave.
Only for them.
So April Fool's is in 2 days. So any listeners, feel free to have at any of those April Fool's pranks that we just provided. Aaron, do you have any good April Fool's pranks?
No, I'm still reeling from what JPC just said. I'm like, oh my God.
No, it's just a normal classic prank. I don't understand. I don't understand why everyone seems to be with their face making it look like they're mad at me. But what I said was like a normal, it's business as usual over here.
Yeah,
also a fun
little
prank. Go to the Olympics, dress up like a horse, wait for somebody to finish their floor routine, kick him in the spine.
If you're truly an American and you loved this country, you would dress up like a horse and sabotage athletes from other countries at the Olympics.
All right. Merch suggestion.
That's my favorite Steely Dan song. Are you kicking in her spine? Are you dressed up like a horse?
We get a cartoon of a person wearing a horse costume, and it just says, dress up like a horse, kick an athlete.
Okay, I'm making it
just
right now.
Dress up like a horse, kick an athlete. What is
that? Yeah, that sounds like a country song. Yeah.
Big and Rich. What a phenomenal duo. Well, speaking of phenomenal duos, it's the three of us. Welcome to another episode of Hey Riddle Riddle. We're three friends and we try and solve puzzles, riddles, lateral thinking problems. If this is your first episode, oh God, I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
April Fool's is the wrong time to get into something for the first time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh my God, get out of here.
Oh my God. What are you doing?
Get out of our room.
It sounds like Macho Man Randy Savage is like a teenager. Oh my God, Mom, get out of my room.
And get into a Slim Jim, Mom.
Get into a Slim Jim. You're not my dad.
So this is a riddle podcast.
No.
And, okay.
Okay, sometimes.
All right, sorry.
Yeah,
sometimes
it's riddles. Adel, Aaron, and JPC. Those are our names. You can read more about us.
No, my name is
Google
Andrew
searching.
Balls. What a move to change your name from Stephanie Lizard to Linda Balls.
Yeah, that's another lateral move.
If I'm the judge signing off on all this stuff, I see Stephanie Lizard into Linda Balls, and I say, one to one, fine.
Yep.
Continue.
As you were.
Should we get into some riddles and puzzles?
Dude, I'd love to. I'd abso-fucking-lutely love to.
He's fucking with us today. You're in a mood, pal.
You're in quite the mood. You're a real scamp. Okay, here we're going to go with some real fucking layups. Some real Stephen Curry layups.
Aaron, basketball. Basketball on the brain, huh?
Steph Curry. But his name's Stephen.
You caught yourself. It's Stephen.
That's the name his mother gave him.
Is it Stephen? Is it spelled S-T-E-P-H-E-N?
S-T-E-P-H-E-N.
Oh, it's okay. Stephen Curry.
Stephen.
Stephen.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Because that's also, wouldn't that also be how you spell Stephen? S-T-E-P-H-E-N? Or Stephen with an A-N? No, I guess you could. It's just how you pronounce it.
JPC, do you mind doing your Stephen impression? Bill Hader from Weekend Update?
Oh.
Do the voice?
Yeah, the voice. I don't even remember. I used to love Stefan. Stefan was great.
He was very funny.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's our first. This is going to be. These are just easy as all get out. If you throw a blue stone into a red sea, what will it become?
Moses.
That's correct.
A blue stone.
Yes.
Purple
Aaron,
stone.
Okay. All right. These are not bad guesses. They're just wrong.
Oh, is this like one of these like cheeky things where you put your hand on under your chin and you lean it on the counter and you go, lost.
Cheeky monkey. Stop looking at my bum.
It's gone.
Bum, like, huh?
Yes, it is gone. That is a great answer. There's one that's a little more correct. If you throw a blue stone into the Red Sea, what will it become? And just like base, the most simplest, this is Occam's razor. The simplest answer is the right answer.
Is it just gone? Lost? Gone? Wet?
Wet.
Yeah, become there
wet?
You go. It is wet. Water makes it wet. I do want to see a scene.
Already?
Already.
Since we're not prepared. We're still in the dress rehearsal. We're like running around backstage
props,
grabbing
props. Behind, chef, behind.
No, we can do this, Aaron. Water makes it wet. Water makes it wet.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you are Moses.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of, you tried to part the Red Sea and it wouldn't part. So now you're just kind of skipping stones and you're just kind of, you're throwing yourself a little pity party. Aaron, you are one of the people that Moses was trying to lead across the sea and you're coming over to comfort him even though he couldn't perform this miracle he said he could.
Stupid.
Hey, buddy.
Fucking goddamn shit.
Penny for your thoughts.
What?
Watch it with the goddamn.
Oh, now? Now you're here? I'm sorry, hold on. I'm sorry. Yes, Kate.
Yes. Hey.
Kate, one of my flock, one of the people, that I'm leading out of Egypt.
Yeah.
Are What's you okay? How can my lord help you, Kate? How can the hero of the people help you, Kate?
Moses, here's a tissue. I can tell you've been crying.
No, I was just I had an onion for lunch, because I was so famished. Yeah, I was famished because I'm basically what I'm doing now is I'm priming the sea to open, and so that's it takes a lot out of you. I had to have an onion,
yeah,
so I'm not.
You really exerted
crying.
Yourself back there. It was just sort of screaming, yelling, like please.
You know what it is? Is I haven't pooped today, and it's I feel like it's throwing my whole day off because I'm a morning pooper.
Mm-hmm.
So. And it's, what is it, like 11:30, 12? Do we have that yet?
Yeah.
It's midday?
Yeah, it's midday. The
sun's
at the top of the sky. The
sun's at the top.
Hey, so just full disclosure, some of the guys told me that you have a crush on me. And
what?
I just want...
What?
Yeah.
Moses and Kate sitting in an ark.
Guys, knock it off. He's having a really hard time. He really just embarrassed himself today.
Rick, what a dick. I mean, he's a good guy, but he's kind of a dick.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that I thought that was really, really cute that you have a crush on me.
I don't. Honestly, I'm into chicks way hotter than what are you doing, Moses?
What
are you doing?
Be careful, Kate. He has an STD. I heard him talking about a burning bush.
Rick, what are you doing? That's my best friend. What's he doing? I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get a relationship.
Okay, well,
anyway.
I guess, yeah.
Hey, are you
going
to be in Egypt later? What?
No, I was just.
Huh?
Okay, I'm so glad that you. Okay, I was just going to let you down easy, but I guess you didn't have a crush
what
on me.
What if
and
we
there's
kissed
girls...
as a joke?
Way hotter than me. Moses, I just wanted to tell you, I know everyone's like really making fun of you, calling
sure.
you a loser,
uh-huh.
Saying, see what he didn't do there. And I just
Is Rick
want-
saying that?
Yeah.
God, his intonation's perfect for like making that spread like fucking wildfire.
Yeah. But anyways, I just wanted to come over and tell you that I know
cool.
that was embarrassing and I do feel sorry for you. And
yeah.
I'm actually with Rick.
Oh. Cards on the table. Woo. Cards on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. I'm happy for Rick. He's such a good guy. Cards on the table. I can't actually speak to God. I was truly banking that something would happen when I took everybody out here. I know the Pharaoh is going to be pissed when we come back. We have to go back.
Yeah, we're all probably going to get killed, huh?
Yeah. I don't know. I was like, maybe if I could go here to the sea, I could impress Kate. And then, like, Kate won't be with Rick. And, like, people will know who Moses is.
Can I see your staff really quick? I just want to try something.
This is a snake.
Okay.
Yeah, I put it in the freezer, so it's real stiff. But it's a snake.
Let me give it a shot anyway.
Sure.
Snake. And part to the Red Sea.
Doot.
If you'd like to make a miracle, please hang up and try again.
I guess I couldn't do it either. Fair enough, Moses. See you around, pal.
Guess we're kind of the same, huh, Kate?
Scene.
I guess you and I... Oh, no? We're ending the scene? Okay, that's fine.
Will you be in Egypt later?
That's
yes,
really
we all will, Moses.
And of course, April Fool's is a very religious day, to my knowledge. So this all makes sense.
Yeah, but it's the solstice.
It's the solstice.
It's all the solstice. It was April Fool's was a pagan holiday that was co-opted.
Let Jesus into your solstice. Here we go with another simple little warm-up riddle. What spring flowers can be found on people's faces?
Oh, what are those little bugs?
Aphids?
Rosy cheeks.
Oh, Aaron.
Two lips.
Yep, there you go. But say it the full way.
Two lips.
There you go.
Two lips. That's two great. Lips.
Here's another one.
Daisy eyebrows. There's no more.
It is impossible for any man to survive longer than 1 week without drinking water. Yet Abdul managed to cross the desert in 10 days without drinking any water. How is this possible?
He's a camel.
Abdul is the name of a camel.
Wow.
Aaron,
I would like to see a scene.
Uh-oh.
JPC, you are walking through the desert with your camel and you think like you're both thirsty and then you realize that he can go like a lot longer than you without water.
Boss, are we slowing down here?
Yeah, I mean, maybe just for a second. I mean, can I be honest with you? I am dying here.
Oh, I see where you're going with this. You're dying for a cigarette, puts on sunglasses, leather jacket. Here, have one of my cigarettes.
I truly can't smoke another one, Joe.
It's like water. It's like water.
I know. I'm so dehydrated that I feel like I feel like I'm a mummy inside. I feel if I smoke one of those, it's going to push me right over the edge. I'm going to just, you know, bandage. Are you not dying of thirst right now?
No, my man. I could go another month.
Wait a second.
You know why? Because my humps.
Oh.
Check them out.
Okay, Joe. I'll level with you. I'm dying.
Yeah.
Oh, you're. I'm dying.
Oh, no.
And you have two humps.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them, I assume, are full of water. Let me suck one of those humps dry. You have the other hump. You still have the other hump. And so we'll both be able to cross the desert. And we'll
let me,
okay.
Buddy, let me stop you right there. One's full of water and fat. The other one's full of my camping gear. Okay? And that's because you asked me to bring it.
Okay. Well, first of all, I wasn't about to put it on top of you. That'd be insane to bring the camping gear. It's much more economical to fit it inside. That's why people buy a compact camel.
Sure, sure.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. I want to say 1 hour away from dying of thirst in the desert.
Oh, well, then have a cigarette.
No, Joe, now listen.
Come on.
If I die here in the desert, you are a camel. Granted, you can talk or I'm hallucinating all of this. But there is no way that they are going to let a camel without a human into town, okay? They're going to see you and they're going to tell you your camel has to turn around. You need me. I'm your ticket into town.
Okay.
So
I'll give you some of my hump water if you give me 500 camel bucks.
First of all, I earned those camel bucks fair and square by scratching off the little thing on the back of the packages. And if I get 1,500 more camel bucks, I could get a jet ski. And I want one of those because, now granted, they're going to need a lot more water than we have to operate. But it's the dream. You know, I'm trying to keep the dream alive.
So instead of getting water now, which will save your life literally, you're saving up for a jet ski.
What are you going to use the 500 camel bucks for?
I'm a camel. I eat them.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is your food?
Yes.
Well, how long can you go without food?
20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Hold on. God damn it. Joe, you've been eating our camel bucks.
Yes.
You've been snacking on these right out of my back pocket.
Yeah.
So now we got no camel bucks. We don't have enough water to get through the desert. There's no way we're going to get to town and get to that cool strip club that we've been hearing about.
Which the name of it was?
Desert Humps.
Pyramid, P-E-E-R.
Sure. It's the only human and camel strip club in all of the desert. We've been trying to go because it's your bachelor party.
Uh-huh.
Which, by the way, you talk about Megan so much. I've never met her.
Well, she's...
Megan, who lives in Canada.
Yeah.
Camels don't live in Canada, Joe.
No, well, she lives in...
Nobody believes
I you. Never said Canada. I said she lives in Camelda.
All right. Cards on the table, Joe.
Full house.
Damn it.
Give me those camel bucks.
I must.
Scene.
Scene.
Oh, that was delightful. 10 out of 10.
I hope that the only characters that I play this recording
are in the desert.
In the desert, and people who say cards on the table.
All right, that's the name of the episode, Cards on the Table.
Cards on the Table. Here we go. Here's another one. This is a little more tricky. What do you bury when it's alive and dig up when it's dead? What do you bury when it's alive and dig
the
up
truth.
When it's dead? Wow, pretty good answer. Pretty good answer.
A snitch.
Secret. A snitch.
These are all very fun.
You bury when it's alive and dig up when it's dead?
Correct.
Is it like a plant?
I think it's like a plant, like a flower.
Aaron, it is not like a plant. It is a plant.
Yeah.
Aaron, you're on fucking fire today.
I didn't mean to be. I didn't choose this life.
No, it's not a bad, Aaron, sorry. It's not a bad thing.
No, I didn't choose this. It chose me.
It chose me.
I don't know. It's fucking early for me. There's no reason I should be getting these.
This is
not good. It's a bad sign.
This is my night right now. We're recording at like noon, and this is my nighttime. I do want to see a scene. Aaron and JPC, you can be whatever plants you like, but we are at the funeral for a fellow plant.
Got it. I had no idea that lavender was from the desert.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a long plane ride to get down here.
Yeah.
So sad, you know? So he's so young.
So young.
I just saw him I want to say in spring.
Right?
Yeah.
I thought I was like, in spring, he looked so healthy.
So good.
And so good.
Looks so good.
He was like doing all the stuff he loved. So at least I don't know, the end of his life was really beautiful before he got sick and died.
I heard it was not so beautiful.
What? What did you hear?
I heard a cat dug him up.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's horrible. It's murder.
I mean, is it murder? Because, there was no trial, so I think it's, murder's a legal definition.
That's
I think
my
it,
biggest fear.
Me too.
We are gathered here today say goodbye to our friend, our son, our brother, Lavender, taken too early, plucked before his time. And now a reading of the will.
Oh, we are skipping right to it. That was the service. That was the funeral service. It was two lines.
All of Lavender's photosynthesis that he saved up over years and years.
Oh, my God.
He is leaving to Fern. Fern, are you here?
Present.
I
just Googled it. Cats are allergic to lavender. They can get sick and they can die.
Oh, my God. That's probably... I'm going to a cat's funeral.
No.
2 days from now. Oh my God, I'm putting it together.
Oh my God, I'm here. Oh my God, yeah, okay, I'm here, sorry.
Here's Lavender's photosynthesis. Am I saying that right? Photosynthesis.
Nope. Fallopian.
Thank you so much, here is his.
That's dope, that's great. That's crazy, that's great, that's, wow.
So I get the photosynthesis.
What a get.
Pretty cool. Any money, though? Sorry.
Let's see what Rose gets. Let's see what Rose gets. We're all reading the will. Let's see what Rose
is
gets.
Rose here?
Yeah, that's me.
For you, Lavender.
And we gotta make this quick. I got a cat's funeral in a couple of days, and it's on the other end of the desert.
For you, Lavender, left a paltry sum of $2.8 million.
Oh my, what the?
As well as Lavender's collection of Lamborghinis and rare Porsches.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
sorry, sir. Is it possible there's a typo in there? Because I got photosynthesis, which I already have. As a plant.
Y'all about to see a plant have a midlife crisis up in here.
We cut to a montage of a rose in a sports car, zooming up to divorce his wife, zooming away.
There's the rose has a bunch of petunias in the backseat of the sports car. They're just blowing in the wind.
We cut to the exterior of a bowling alley. It says Rose Bowl. The rose is bowling, and it's just strike after strike after strike after strike. He rolls a turducken.
He's getting hair plugs of different petals from other flowers.
You see, it's one of those glass coffee tables with just lines of cocaine. the rose is just putting all the cocaine up into his bud.
We see
the rose is getting a spray tan. Just turns.
We see several flowers around Rose, and yet his thorn is still limp. It won't get hard.
Yes.
We see dew start to stream down Rose's petals. It's clearly taking a turn.
We see the rose looking through the window, seeing his family enjoy Christmas dinner with their new stepdad. His spray tan dripping down him.
Yeah, you see the roses on the side of the highway, and the Lamborghini is totaled, and there's like a tow truck driver, or no, it's a tow truck being operated by, let's say, a Monstera, and they're like shaking their leaves. No.
We see Rose on a bridge in a vase with a hammer, and he goes to raise the hammer to smash his own vase.
And then he cuts back to the moment where he got all that money. And that was just a vision that he had of what could become of his future.
So will you take this money and these cars?
No.
Huh?
And I'm going to get on a plane right now, get out of this fucking desert, fuck that cat's funeral. I'm going to fly home to New Jersey, and I'm going to kiss my wife.
I'll wow. take all the cars and the money.
Rose, I must commend you. You kind of told me everything. You gave me all your disclosures. You kind of, what's another term for that? You put all your...
ducks in a row?
That's what it is.
All right, well, that's my favorite thing we've ever done.
I thought
you were only doing scenes where you got to say, all my cards on the table. Did you say that? Yes, I did.
I thought I was being prompted to do a rose pun, and I was like, is he going for ducks in a rose? I was like, that works, I guess. I don't know. Pretty good.
I got to get my ducks in a rose. How will they fit? Surely it's too tight to squeeze.
Maybe it's early for all of us because my pundar was firing right there. Uh-huh. I was like, surely this is the dismount that we're all looking for.
And then kicking the back by a horse. Aaron, I do love the, I'll take it all. It reminds me of one of my favorite movies is Coming to America. And there's the part where he gave, what's her name? The $500,000 diamond earrings. Yeah. And she takes them off in the subway and gives them back to him. And then there's an old lady on the subway who goes, if you're a real prince, I'll marry you. And he gives her the $500,000 earrings just because she asked for them. She was, those who ask, fortune favors the bold.
Yeah, right place, right time. That's like the I'll have the cum sandwich lady. It's
exactly.
If you see someone eat the cum sandwich, you order the cum sandwich.
If you see something, cum something. Well, we're going to take a quick break to hear from some advertisers so we can buy ourselves some roses, and we'll be right back.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hi, Adeline JPC.
Oh, greetings. Greetings, Aaron. We're just...
Hey, Aaron.
Our normal selves today.
I'm just myself. I'm normal. Hey, we're both normal. Good.
Good news. So I finally opened Aaron's Land in my backyard. It's a theme park. Most of the rides work. Most are pretty safe. And I'm trying to start a website so people can find out all the information they need to get into Aaron's Land.
Oh, that's actually perfect, Aaron, because this podcast is actually sponsored by Squarespace.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, and it's an all-in-one like website platform for, you know, entrepreneurs or whatever you consider yourself to be to kind of like stand out online, whether you're just starting out, which it seems like you may be, or you're trying to build a successful growing brand. Squarespace is going to make it really easy for you to create a beautiful website, Aaron.
Yeah, and Aaron, if you want Aaron Land, I think is what you called it, to have stuff like custom merch, you can do that. You can easily sell custom merch and create a passive income stream that engages your audience and scales your brand. You design your products and production, inventory, shipping, all of it handled for you, saving you time and money.
So, I mean, real quick, just because I'm looking around at Aaron Land, I'm just going to say what I think Aaron Land is from what you're presenting.
Sure.
So right now, it looks like Aaron Land is a lot of goo.
Mm-hmm. Great eye.
Okay. So I'm right about goo. So it's a lot of goo. So Aaron, are you trying to sell this goo? Because if the goo is for sale, then Squarespace does have an online store where you can sell your products online, whether it's physical, like this goo, digital, like I imagine you have some digital goo or
electric goo.
Yeah, photos of people seeing the goo for the first time.
Yeah, Squarespace has what you need. It has the tools to start selling online.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to using it because I can use insights to grow my business. I can learn when site visits and sales are coming in and coming from to analyze which channels are most effective. I can improve my website and build a marketing strategy based on your top keywords like goo or most popular products and content like goo.
It's kind of eating through my shoes. It's starting to burn. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/riddle to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Aaron, I just got some great analytics from Squarespace.
Ooh.
It says people don't like goo.
Huh.
Yay. I'm in a lot of debt now.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey everybody, this is JPC and
I'm here too.
Yeah, Aaron's here as well. And it's with a heavy heart that we kind of do this ad read because one of our own, Mr. Adil Rafai, is not with us.
He is unfortunately stuck in a cat costume.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling it a medical phenomenon, and a disaster, but we're going to soldier on.
We're going to
be brave today. I do want to talk to my BetterHelp therapist a little later about what this has done nervous system.
We're going
to
need that. Yep.
And if you're thinking of starting therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with your licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Conventional therapy where you had to drive to an office never really worked well for me. Like today, I get to send my therapist a message saying, you know how Adil loves to dress like a cat?
Yeah.
And sometimes he gets stuck. Well, this time he might be stuck wherever.
Aaron, let's not think like that. Let's not think like that. Okay, because that's a negative spiral and that's going to lead us to needing more BetterHelp. I mean, if you think that conventional therapy is the only way to do therapy, then I beg of you, have one of your best friends in this world get stuck in a cat costume and they can't find where the zipper starts. I don't know if we mentioned that, but that's one of the biggest problems. It's all zipped up.
Okay, so get a break from your thoughts like this.
Yes, intrusive thought, bad.
Visit betterhelp.com/riddle today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/riddle, RIDDLE.
Oh, Aaron, speaking of 10% off, this is actually good news. I just got a text from the medical staff. It looks like the cat costume is 10% off. So 90% to go. Pray for our friend.
It's not enough.
It's not enough. It's barely the toes.
It's not enough for him to have a normal life. I'm having a great time.
Well, Aaron, fall is officially here, which means it's time to get into our fall routines. And there's nothing that I love more than using my Raycon wireless earbuds to listen to some classic fall music. I'm sorry, I want to do this. I just can't do this because I know that my friend Adel is stuck in a full body cat costume, and that includes fabric over the ears. And I know he can't use his Raycon wireless earbuds. And it just...
No, you can do this. You started so well. You're being very brave. Raycon gives you up to 8 hours of playtime and 32-hour battery life. And they are so good and smooth. And the optimized gel tips, they feel like butter in your ears.
All Adel wanted was 8 hours of playtime. And now... he's going to have an eternity of playtime, except we're not playing games anymore because he's really stuck in that suit.
Here, I'll distract you. Raycon's everyday earbuds have over 78,000 five-star reviews, and they're priced just right. You get quality audio for half the price of other premium audio brands.
I wish we were able to give all of our listeners quality audio, but I just know in my heart that with the big guy all sewn up in that suit, it's just not going to be possible to have the same quality of audio that we normally deliver. I can't stop making the ad, which is supposed to be about Raycon earbuds.
That you love.
That I love. I can't stop making it about my friend who's trapped in that cat costume.
No, no. Remember, there's like noise isolation and you can do 3 customizable sound profiles just completely suited to you. High fidelity audio? Come on, GPC, we can do this.
They also have an awareness mode, and I've heard that Adel is now stuck in permanent awareness mode because he's aware of all of his cat-like appendages, and he's starting to forget what it feels like to be a man because he is going to be only cat from here on out.
I just wish that the doctors didn't tell us how much pain he was in.
I know. And the way they did it, when they held their hands out and they said, we'll tell you when we stop. And then their hands keep going and going and going so far out.
So anyways, school's back in session, which means Raycon is having their annual back to school sale. For a limited time only, go to buyraycon.com/riddle today to get 20% off site wide. Plus free shipping. That's buyraycon.com/riddle to score 20% off. Buyraycon.com/riddle. Oh, Adel.
Aaron, it's wild that you said 20% off because I just got a text from his medical team and it looks like the cat costume
is 20% back on.
Yes. He's really buried himself in it. We miss you, boy. Get better soon.
I miss you, Adel. Oh, are you thirsty for riddles?
Yes, sorry. My friend and I were trapped in this desert, thirsty for riddles.
Oh, this sucks because Adel was the one who was providing the riddles this episode. So, like, if he's dying of thirst for the riddles, it's like...
I don't know what to tell you, man. I'm empty-handed today.
Oh, yeah. Wait. What's that in the distance? Is that Liam and Noel Gallagher?
It's a mirage.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the band Mirage.
My bad.
They're a cover band, man.
Fuck me, huh?
Well, yeah, I mean, I can't help you with riddles. I guess I could come up with a Patreon game real quick if that's something that you're interested in.
Welcome back to JPC's Patreon game. Coffee tables or coffee grinders? We're not talking about coffee at all in this game.
Wow. Actually, I'm going to write that down. Coffee tables or coffee grinders?
That's nothing. It cannot be done.
I can make that into a game.
The grinders are turned.
Coffee tables or coffee grinders? Yep. Sure.
Well, welcome back to Hey Riddle Riddle. In the second act, I thought to do something I don't think we've done in a little while. Aaron, I believe this is something you enjoy because I think you might be the first one who brought it to the show, which is the Only Connect
puzzles. I've been watching a ton of Only Connect lately.
Well, then these should be an absolute breeze for you. So what's going to happen is we have, for each puzzle, we have four questions with four answers. Okay. And then there's sort of a meta puzzle off of the first puzzle where all four answers are going to be under the same category or umbrella.
Got it. So a metal puzzle. So this is going to be, you know, it's like hard and malleable. It's mm-hmm. going to be a puzzle that is and some sort of alloy. I understand.
I think you're just throwing out metal terms. So for example's sake, let's do one very quickly. What was Iran called previously? Before it was called Iran, it was known as, think of rugs.
Persian?
Yep.
Persia?
Yes.
What is the name for the box? What is the nickname for the boxer Manny Pacquiao? Think of the first three letters of his last name.
Pac-Man.
Yep, there you go.
Oh, okay. These are...
complete the name of the famous fashion photographer Blank Testino. Or the hockey player Blank Lemieux.
Dino Testino.
And which word describes an object moving faster than the sound? Super blank.
Sonic.
Yep. And then all of those answers are...
Video games.
Persia's the hardest one in terms of its prince of...
I was going to say, I don't know a video game called Persia.
So that's how it works. There's four little questions with four little answers, and then those little answers combine to form a new puzzle that they have to solve.
Well, I'll be honest. I hope none of these involve what was it? Knowing a boxer or a hockey player? That's gonna be a real detriment to Aaron and I, our abilities in this game.
Honestly, it's so funny that there's so many times that I have no idea what the fuck they're talking about because it's so British. At least this is like stuff that is in the possibility of us being able to know it. A couple people who are writers mm-hmm. on Only Connect, like they actually write the questions, mm-hmm. Are listeners of our show.
Say,
and
I think, what?
Isn't that cool? And I think they were inspired to take an improv class in England based on Hey Riddle Riddle.
Wait. I'm sorry. Only Connect is a show that is still airing new episodes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Well, in my mind, with this whole time we've been talking about Only Connect, I thought this was something
like
that was
Fawlty
like...
Towers?
Yeah, from the 60s or something like that. That was... Did it happen in the 60s as well, or is it...
No, I think it's this only is like a brand 20 new thing. Years old?
Oh, it's 20 years old.
Maybe
okay.
less.
Okay.
Less.
Well, writers of Only Connect connect with us, and can we get a t-shirt?
Unless you already have 3 years ago and yeah. we just and haven't
so
got your email
sorry.
Yet.
We're so
Alex.
Sorry.
It's Alex who writes for Only Connect.
That's outstanding. Okay. That's so cool. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Well, here we go. Let's go off to the first one. Hopefully Alex approves. And Alex, if you have your own that you want to write for us, that would be amazing. But also, I don't want to ask them. Okay, never mind. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Yep.
We'll do this next time. Here we go. Here's the first one. Question one. Kevin Costner won his Best Director Oscar for Dances with Blank.
Waterworld.
Wolves. Waterworld. No. What JBC said.
Hey, go ask Waterworld to dance. Go ask Waterworld to dance. Number two. Which organization was created by Robert Baden-Powell in 1907?
What organization? By Robert Baden-Powell.
Mm-hmm.
And is this an organization?
It's an organization with honor.
Boy Scouts.
That is the Scouts. Boy Scouts.
The Boy Scouts, okay.
In Spain and Italy, what has suits called swords, clubs, coins, and cups? In Spain and Italy, what has suits called swords, cups, coins, and cups? Swords, clubs, coins, and cups.
Swords, clubs, coins, and cups. Is this like a deck of cards? But this is...
It is playing cards.
Playing cards?
Yep. So instead of the hearts, clubs, diamonds, spades, they have swords, cups, coins, and swords, clubs, coins, and cups. I can't say.
So it's wolves, Boy Scouts, playing cards.
Yep. And there's one more.
Well, I have a question about this. Are there clubs our clubs? Are the clubs the same?
No clubs will ever be our clubs. Are you on the list? What was your question?
No, Italian clubs are way different. I just wanted the
Italian club is
clubs,
some nice prosciutto, some gabagool.
I don't know what a club is, but it's like those three little bumpy things, and I just wanted to know if Italian clubs are the same icon. Is it the same icon?
Oh, I don't know.
That was my question. And then my second question is, what is clubs? And then my my third question is, who do I go to with these questions? I have a huge bucket of questions, and I know it's not for you. I can clearly see
bucket of questions. I don't know.
I can clearly see your banner says town idiot. So I don't want to bring you these clubs. But where do I put them?
Idiot is spelled wrong on your banner.
And I should know. I spelled it.
I don't know if I told you guys, but my future mother-in-law came over and got Mexican, and she called it guacamole. And so I couldn't stop saying guacamole and fajitas. It's now a new fun little thing in our household.
Guacamole, fajitas.
Guacamole. What type of product does Marlboro make?
Cigarettes.
Okay, so you have your four answers, and then let me know what those four things have in common.
We got Boy Scouts, Waterworld, cigarettes, and...
Oh, pack!
Yes,
pack.
Aaron, these are all things that come in packs.
This
I do want to see a scene.
This is my favorite thing.
I do want to see a scene.
Okay.
Aaron and JPC, you are both wolves, and the leader of the pack has left everyone, and you're both vying for who should be the new leader. You're both kind of trying to plead your case.
Got it.
Right, yeah, so I was thinking, what were you guys thinking about what we should do?
Kyle, are you doing a voice?
No, I'm not. I have like a really low timbre to my voice.
I was just saying not it.
You don't want to be the alpha?
No. I don't want to be in charge of like hunting missions or
Okay, well, is there anyone that you think would be good at it, who's maybe your friend who has a really deep voice?
Wait, before you answer that, Derek doesn't want to be leader, which makes him so cool. And
No, stop.
You're overthinking
now
this.
Let's all vote for Derek to be leader. He doesn't want it, which means he's perfect for it.
Can I be honest with you guys? I'm like 70 hours into Elden Ring, and I'm completely lost in it. So that's what I kind of want my life to be about right now.
Did you hear him being honest with us? He promises honesty and delivers.
Look, cards on the table. We're a bunch of wolves in the desert. We all want what's best for the pack. It's not me. It's not Derek, okay?
I masturbated three times today, and it's
10 a.m. So
that's cool.
No, it's not.
No, let me
No one would think that's cool.
A ton of testosterone in your body if you're that horny.
No, it's more boredom, honestly. It's not even, it's sad, really. It's
bored
sad.
And horny.
I think maybe little Petey's name should be thrown into the ring. I masturbated today, too.
Yeah, sure. Why don't we do Petey the Masturbator? Why don't we do little
Why
Petey?
Am I the masturbator when I've only masturbated once today, and you've masturbated three times?
I don't know, Petey. Glass houses? It doesn't matter. I mean, look.
Wait, where'd Kyle go?
Kyle died.
Oh,
Kyle died like 3 years ago, yeah. An elk ate Kyle. A desert elk ate Kyle.
Unreal.
It was unreal. Why don't we just let little Petey be the new what do we call it? Lead wolf?
What's alpha. The term?
Teen wolf. Well, alpha.
Sure.
Can I use my real voice? Because this hurts.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, no.
I'm happy with this. I'm fine with it.
All right. That was went this way.
Ow. Who's going to respect us with that voice?
Scene.
Okay, I worked it out. I got the desert and I got cards on the table in there. So I'm happy.
You did it.
I'm winning.
Okay, here's a new
winning
one.
Winning what?
It doesn't matter.
Question number one, and I swear this is not, I'm not trying to make this show all about religion. Question one, who was Jesus's chief disciple?
Lil Petey?
Or,
Lil Petey?
Well, actually.
Kyle?
Hey, JPC, you're right.
Peter.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't know that. When using a walkie-talkie...
You didn't know that? What kind of Catholic school did you go to?
None.
Oh.
A mosque. When using a walkie-talkie, what is the term used to acknowledge a radio message?
None. Sounds like he went to a convent, not a Catholic school. Over.
Over.
That's along the right lines. When using a walkie-talkie, what is the term used to acknowledge a radio message? And this is usually repeated twice. Well, not usually, but sometimes.
Roger.
Repeated. Yeah, there you go.
Roger that.
Which,
okay, Roger.
Again, did not anticipate all this religious stuff. Which religious holiday often involves chocolate and brightly colored eggs?
Easter.
Oh, Thanksgiving.
Yep. Who played the female star of Dark Angel and the Fantastic Four, Blank Alba?
Jessica.
That would be Miss Jessica Alba.
Great.
Ah, they're rabbits.
Answers? Yes, Peter, Roger, Easter, Jessica, these are all rabbits or wabbits.
Peter, Jessica, okay, okay, Easter rabbit. That's not a specific rabbit, right? Is that an Easter thing? The Easter bunny. Okay, sure.
What? There is a difference between hares and rabbits in terms of size, but is there a difference between bunnies and rabbits? Are bunnies baby rabbits?
A bunny rabbit is a rabbit, right? It's not a hare. Hare is different.
Hare is different because they're huge.
Yeah, and I think that they're, yeah, exactly.
And they
they're
only like and they only fuck tortoises.
Yeah.
From what I know. Very quickly.
And they're the only animal that fucks tortoises for pleasure.
They're their own race.
Okay, now I gotta see it. See.
Uh-oh.
Run!
I'm running as fast as I can. I'm gonna take a quick break because I feel like I'm very far away from JPZ.
Adel, you are a hare. You are dating a tortoise, and you are introducing your tortoise to me, who is your more conservative hare father.
Okay. I'm a little nervous. Before we knock on the door, is there anything you need to know? Anything? I feel like I've covered all of my family bases. Anything, Eugene? That I failed to tell you. Eugene, come on.
I'll be there in a second. What'd you say?
Eugene, come on. Come on. It's one step. It's one step. It's one step.
I'm at the door. Yep.
Just
huh?
before we go in there, just so you know, slow and steady pisses my dad off. I love you too. Ding dong.
Hey, hello. What's
slow
going on?
Slow and steady.
Hey, how's it going?
Share photos. How are you?
Good. Takes off hat,
money,
put on
how
the rack, takes off
job,
the money, takes
work,
the money,
okay.
Answers all your questions, put up his coat. Hey, this is Eugene, my new...
your driver. Usually they don't get out of the car. Hello.
Coming in for a hug.
Whoa, what the fuck is this? This turtle's coming at me. I gotta take out a nunchuck. Dip the shell in. I'm getting hugged.
That is Eugene. We're in love. We're gonna get married.
I'm sorry. This is Eugene?
This is
you're in love?
Yes.
You're
Hi.
Gonna get married?
I'm Eugene.
Can I talk to you over here, Peter, just for one
Yeah,
second.
What's up? What's going on there?
Your whole job
I know.
Is to make me proud
I know.
Have 5 million children.
I'm so sorry,
that's
but I became a lawyer. I became
you.
A lawyer. That's something.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay, fine. You became a lawyer? You know what?
What?
I'll try, but I want you to know I'm pissed off, and I'm going to make this painful for everyone involved.
That's all I ask, Dad. That's all I ask.
That's all I'm capable of.
Nice to meet you.
So, Eugene, what do you do for work? What's your body weight? How tall are you? How many friends do you have? Where'd you go to high school?
I'm high.
Sorry, Eugene's high, and also he's still coming from last night.
Seed.
Yeah, probably. Him and I have that in common. I'm winning this episode. I won the episode.
Oh no, I forgot to mention that the dad lives in the desert and they were playing cards before you got
nerds.
There. Shit.
Well,
Casey, ahead and throw all of this in. damn it.
Oh, let's see here. All right, we got another one. Question one. A shark can smell blank up to 3 miles away.
Blood.
Nope, the answer is
lies.
Wendy's.
Wendy's.
I had to bite my tongue to not say something I would regret as just a joke answer.
Me?
To that. So thank God. Well.
Does it start with a
me? Is it
P?
Me?
Let's not guess what it starts with.
I think I know what it is. Question number two. What is the official term for the belly button?
I found a button and it's not from a shirt. No. I found a button and it's not from a skirt.
Ta 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 ta.
I found a button. It's a part of me. It's the button in the middle of my tummy. It's my belly button.
I know it's
and
one
it's
of the
right
branches of the armed
underneath
forces. Is it
my
the Air
sweater.
Force?
It's my belly button and it's holding me together.
Aaron, do they
well,
ever
I
say the name of it
two,
in the song?
Where are you? No, that is it. Boo will not do. Neither will step for a safety pin. Okay, I'm sorry. Anytime someone says belly button, I have to sing the belly button song that has been banned from my house. I found a button and it's not from my shirt.
Is it?
I found a button and it's not from my skirt.
Is it the National Guard?
It is very close. That is very close.
I'll never get this.
I think we got it.
What if we called the belly button the National Guard?
Is your National Guard a innie or an outie?
Oh. Is it oh my god. It's a seal.
It's a wet seal.
It's a seal. SEAL Team 6. They got it.
I don't know what the answer is.
I think JBC knows it, but he's dancing around it like a little Fred Astaire.
I only was dancing because I thought Aaron was going to get
Aaron, as a hint, there's also a term this word is used in a term called blank gazing.
Naval.
Yeah, there you go. Number three, beginning with V, what is the third largest city in Spain?
Well, we all know it's beginning with V, but in Spain, they pronounce their Vs as Ws and their Ths as Ss. Volkswagen.
I don't know. Why can't you think?
This is also, here's a hint from Adel. This is also a December song. The title.
Valencia?
Yep, there you go.
Is it my love, you're drowning in the sea?
That's every December song.
Is it the Rake song? Is it July, July?
There's a
Sons
place
and
your
daughters.
Mother goes when everybody else is soundly sleeping.
I think my favorite
She's
December song is Philomena from that 2014 album. Mm. That's a good album.
I kind of like a deep cut. It's called the Mariner's Revenge song.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if most people have never heard of it, but it's my favorite December song.
It's kind of a B-side.
I think it's like a B-side.
I think the December Star, the band I've seen the most live. I think
I've never
them
seen
eight
them
times.
Live. Would love to.
They're so
would
fun live. And Mariner's
to.
Revenge, they do a whole thing where Chris Funk wears like a giant whale and like swallows the band. It's really, really fun. Highly recommend seeing them. I think I'm seeing them in Chicago in August or something. They're coming to the Chicago Theater.
Can I come?
I think.
Yes, please.
Not like in live in terms of I've seen a concert of theirs, but just run into live. I think it's got to be Fred Durst for me. It's just like maybe 12 times in my life I've run into that guy.
Well, he helps with your yoga because he tells you to breathe in and breathe out.
Yeah, he also tells me to break shit. So I owe my yoga studio a hefty sum thanks to Fred's advice.
Well, can I just say Fred Durst is a much better friend than my former friend, Zach De La Roca. Because time I was like, hey, take off your jacket and stay a while, he'd be like, fuck you, I won't do what you told me. And I was like, Zach, for once in your life, could you not make this political?
Well, I mean, you say that, but going out with Fred Durst is an absolute nightmare because we're just trying to have a good time and he's only in it for the nookie.
The what?
The nookie.
So
hey, well, hold on, Aaron, would you like to play?
Aaron,
no.
Would you like to join?
No.
Aaron, no, that is the right answer. Good. You win the episode.
I'm on the bench drinking some Gatorade and having a little orange slice.
Aww.
I don't need to be a part of everything on the show. I can sit out.
So just a quick reminder, a shark can smell
blood.
Another word for the belly button.
Wendy's.
Spanish city starting with V.
Vienna.
Okay.
You're okay. JBC, please. You broke me. Okay. So wait. Blood.
Yeah.
Naval.
Yeah.
Yeah.
City starting with a V in Spain. Yep.
These are all oranges, Aaron. So just use that as a way to remember
You got it.
Oh. Well, I forgot the game.
Fuck you, man.
I forgot the game, but I was just trying to be helpful.
Wow.
What was the first one? The fourth one?
Fourth one was complete the title of this old song, blank 16 and never been kissed.
Sexy 16 and never been kissed.
Oh, no. It is sweet.
Perfect.
Is that a type of orange? Sweet orange?
It has to be. Otherwise, this game is a liar.
I feel like sweet is like an adjective that would describe an orange, but I've never heard of a sweet orange. But maybe that's just what I think of as an orange. An orange is a sweet orange.
I do want to see a scene. JPC and Aaron, you are you're on a date. You're a couple on a date. You're at one of those bars that has a bunch of board games.
Oh, okay.
And Aaron, every time you bring out a new game that you're excited to play, JPC somehow kind of blows it or ruins the game.
Great. All right, so I figured we'd start with Guess Who?
I love it here. I've been here a bunch of times.
Cool. I think it's a pretty great date spot. So
it's cool. It's a great spot.
Yeah, so let's start with Guess Who?
There's only three characters with beards. There's four characters with glasses. There's five characters with curly hair. So, you know, if you need, I've played Guess Who a ton of times. So if you need help picking, I know the one that's kind of the best because he's kind of got all of the features in it. So it's the best odds, basically, if you need help guessing your character.
You know what? How about we play something else? I feel
it's
like
Martin.
You're maybe overthinking this.
You would have been guessing Martin.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most people do.
Well, now if we did it now, I definitely wouldn't, you know?
Yeah. Well, what? Yeah, okay, you would. It doesn't matter. We don't have to play Guess Who. I love this game, though. If you did want to play Guess Who, I love this game. I'm gonna get us another drink.
Oh, great. Here, let me, I have a drink for you here. I can set this down if you don't mind moving those five things you have stacked on top of each other. What is that that's on the table?
Oh, these five things?
Yeah.
These are parking tickets.
Oh, it says clubs, diamonds, cups, and coins. What are these? Some sort of playing? There's like a deck of...
Battleship?
No. You know what?
Oh,
I'll be right back. I got to go get my manager.
I guess we could do Battleship. You're going to do... C-17 through C-19 is a pretty safe bet, most people think. But honestly, that's the first place that I'd look. And then, of course, A-1. I mean, it's up in the corner. Everybody puts it in the corner, so... yeah, we can play Battleship. I have all my guesses ready. Are you ready with your guesses, or...
Is there any game in this pile that you don't have all of your guesses ready and you haven't pre-planned what you're going to do?
In this pile? No, not in this... Can I be... Cards on the table. I was...
God damn it!
So, I was so nervous. I was so nervous for this date that I like to prepare, and that helps calm my anxiety, and so I prepared by solving every board game in this bar. So I kind of know how to do
all the board games
in the bar. I wanted to impress you as well. I mean, it wasn't all just my anxiety. I also wanted to, you know, be a big shot, because I know my profile's not very impressive.
No, well, parking tickets on the table. You were being so insufferable about these board games, and I didn't realize it was because you were nervous, so I gave the waiter my number when you were in the bathroom. But now that I know what you were doing, I feel really bad. Can I
be completely honest with you? It feels good to just kind of be this honest in the first
date. Sure.
I also gave the waiter my number as soon as I came in when I was waiting for you because, and cards on the table, I really just want to fuck the waiter.
hey, everyone, here's your check.
Yeah.
Just so you know, I will be calling her, but not you, because you, sir... are standing on top of a cheesecake, which means that you're in the...
Ducks in a rose? That doesn't even make any sense.
Scene. Ducks in a rose.
Let me get my ducks in a rose. Here we go. We're going to do one more of Only Connect.
I'll allow it.
Thank you, Judge. Number one, name Mike Wazowski's best friend in the film Monsters, Inc.
Sully.
Hey, this is all you.
That is Sully. Number two, what Sesame Street character often finds himself covered in crumbs?
Well, most of them, but Cookie Monster.
All of them, honestly.
They're all little piggies. Number three, in the film Avatar, name the indigenous race of beings from the planet Pandora.
Well, what are they called?
That would be the Na'vi.
Na'vi.
Thank you, nerd. Number four, name the cartoon character that includes... Name the cartoon characters that include Papa, Clumsy, and Brainy.
Smurfs?
Yes. You have your four answers. What do they all have in cumin?
Smurfs, Na'vi, what are the Cookie Monster? What was the first one?
Oh, they're all blue.
They're all blue, Aaron.
Is this what the show Bluey is about?
This is what Bluey is about. This is also what the Eiffel 65 song is about.
Uh-huh. Okay, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I do want to see a scene.
Is the character from Bluey actually blue? Is it a Bluey?
Yes.
Bluey,
well, Bluey and her dad are blue, and then the other two are brown, I think.
Okay.
Bluey and Bannett.
I got to watch Bluey.
Yeah, it's I love it so much.
I got to have some kids, and then
bless
I got to watch Bluey.
Yeah.
Bingo and the mom are brown. I forget the mom's name.
Aaron, if we say bless you, then we can't cut the sneeze.
I know, but I thought if you say bless you, you can cut the bless you and the sneeze. Keep it in.
Keep it in,
Casey. That does not leave this episode. Full disclosure, y'all. We've been cutting coughs and sneezes as they come up. That one stays. Because if you can cut
that
a sneeze, you can cut a bless you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck all
April
y'all.
Falls.
Casey, you too. You're not innocent in this. You could have typed bless you. You know what? Yeah, fuck you guys. What were we talking about?
We're going to see one final scene, Aaron, if you'll allow it.
Yes, but only if that sneeze stays in.
So based on the Sesame Street character that's often covered in crumbs, Aaron, you are going to be Cookie Monster. Okay. And based on the answer, where the meta answer, which was they're all blue, Cookie Monster, you are super sad. JPC, you are another Sesame Street character come to kind of cheer up Cookie Monster, who's like pretty bummed out, pretty blue.
You don't have to come over here to make me feel better.
No, it's fine. Could we maybe open up the blinds a little bit in the apartment?
No, just leave me be in my darkness.
Oh, come on, Cookie Monster. Let's you have to at least acknowledge the day is happening. I mean, I'm a freaking vampire, and I want to open the blinds. What does that tell you?
No, it's really embarrassing. I tried to be the alpha of a wolf pack, and then they wouldn't let me.
Oh, buddy, look, we all have tough times.
It was in front of the girl Kate that I like. It was so embarrassing.
It's always about the girl. Trust me, I could count on my left hand how many times it's been about the girl.
Big Bird, you don't need to do this.
Michelle. Two.
Big Bird, you don't need to do this.
Rita. Three. Oh, what are some other girls from the Blue Baker song? It doesn't matter. I'm kind of the boss of Sesame Street, so let me tell you, I think it's time that you get over it.
Hey, Cookie, it's me, Snuffleupagus. Don't be sad.
Brad Garrett.
It's kind of...
It's a celebrity guest.
Big Bird.
Scene. I know you were the Count, but I called you Big Bird because I'm a dick.
So much misdirect in this episode.
I was being Big Bird in my mind.
Oh.
Big Bird the vampire.
Thank you for saying bless you, Casey. A little delayed.
That's the internet.
Hey, Real practices the improv trade of yes, no, that is actually.
Yes, no, that is actually.
Here's a bicycle. Why'd you hand me a bowl of soup, Grandpa? Speaking of bowl of soup, bowling for soup, Aaron, is there any 1990s ska cover bands you want to plug?
Yes. And one of them is, I don't know any. But the thing I do want to plug is I watched the movie Come On, Come On.
Oh, yeah. Joaquin Phoenix?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you guys seen it?
No, but I want to.
I know this sounds so crazy, but if I could be in love with a movie, if I had to marry a movie, it would be this movie.
Wow.
It's been like a decade since I've liked a movie as much as Come On, Come On.
Was it the movie Her?
Yeah, it was Her. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
One of my favorite movies of. I put that in my top 10 favorite movies all time.
Her is so good. Yeah. I wouldn't put it in my top 10. Maybe my top 100. But the Come On, Come On was my favorite Joaquin Phoenix role of all time. My favorite. I don't want to spoil anything, but I just want you both to watch it so badly, and wow. I also want to encourage you all to watch it. Also,
yeah, I'll watch it this weekend.
Follow Sitcom D&D on Instagram and Twitter. We have recorded like 20 episodes this season, and we recorded one that like yesterday that comes out sometime in the summer, and it's like one of my favorite things I've ever been a part of comedy wise. So
amazing.
Please follow along and check it out.
Oh, Aaron, have you seen any of Mike Mills' other movies?
Yeah, like the Beginners.
Beginners.
I've seen
I was
that.
Gonna say I've seen Beginners and 20th Century Woman, and I think that those are both great. So, but I was looking and I was like, oh yeah, Mike Mills like makes one movie every 5 years.
Yeah,
like, that's not a. They're all good, but it's a long time to wait.
And this one is my favorite of his.
Check it out.
JPC, anything to plug?
Yeah, so I would like to cede my plug time, and I would like to pitch some merch for our show. And of course, I'm pitching it to us, so it's nothing. Mm-hmm. But I would like to have a little merch that says, "Yes, and fuck you, you're the craziest person I've ever met in my whole fucking life," because I think that's more our style of improv.
Yeah,
Adam, anything to plug?
I want to plug my new religious podcast, Balls in Your Court. Please check that out. Rate and review it wherever you find podcasts.
I've heard good things.
And I would also like to plug, I've never played it. JPC, if I buy a pickleball set, will you play pickleball with me this summer?
I will play Pickle Rick with you. And that is non-negotiable.
Fair enough. Have either of you played pickleball?
No.
It's supposed to be like the new hot trend, and I know a few friends who play it, so I think I might buy a set and then play in the park.
Adel, if I know anything about the new hot trend, you're going to want to get in on it immediately.
It's a new new NFT called Pickleball. Aaron, speaking of NFTs, there's a new fucking trajectory for a planet that we know and love in our solar system that it's supposed to collide with Earth in the next, I don't know, 69 days. Do you know what planet I'm talking about?
Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Wow, you pulled NFT new fucking trajectory out fast. I was surprised.
It came from panic.
Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Anything
is there anything? Yeah, cut Aaron's sneeze,
nope.
But leave everything else in. I would love to cut. So her demanding the bless you, that whole thing, but just cut the physical sneeze. Oh, leave my sneeze in earlier in the episode, so that way people could hear what both sides of the story where there's a sneeze.
I don't like that
because I didn't get a bless you. It just is what I'm saying. I sneeze in the episode.
Keep this.
This is the post credits, and it's just me yelling about how I didn't get my bless you.
Can you add me every time someone sneezes? Me saying sneezes, bless you, sneezes Christ or something.
I would like to control the narrative. I'm going to say bless you, give you a few takes, and you're going to add it immediately after all of JPC's sneezes from now on, even in past episodes. Bless you, bless you, my sweet friend. Bless you, bless you. Oh, no, are you sick? Bless you.
Oh, no, are you sick?
Here's some soup. Bless you.
That one's not as nice as you think it is.
I think it's pretty nice.
Hey there, First and Fools. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. This week, JPC eats his own head. Wait, that doesn't sound right. JPC eats his own... That's what it says. Let me look at the spreadsheet. JPC eats his own head. Huh. We recorded that? God, I have no memory of that. I guess that's what it said. Okay, so this week on the Patreon, JPC eats his own head. Okay, I guess you can listen to that at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. And you also get access to ad-free episodes at the $8 tier. Eats his own head. That can't be right. Can that be right? All right, we'll see you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.